This is Troy with the I Grow Salons podcast, and in this episode, I'll be talking about Instagram ads and why your ads aren't working. But before I get into this episode, I'd like to let you know that I have an Instagram ads masterclass that'll be launching May 17th, where I'll show you step by step how to set up your Instagram ads for whether you're trying to book clients locally, whether you're trying to sell hair, whether you're trying to sell wigs. So if you'd like to sign up for the Instagram Ads Masterclass, I'll leave a link in the description of the show notes for this podcast. So let's get into this episode. So one of the biggest complaints I get from hair salons, hairstylists, wig makers, hair brands about Instagram ads is that they didn't get any sales. They got link clicks, they got likes, they got follows, they got comments, but no sales. And it's one of three reasons. Number one is the objective. Ad objective was wrong. So when you're getting likes, comments, follows, that usually means that your ad objective is set to an engagement ad. So Instagram or Facebook is going to show your ad to people who are likely to engage. Versus a link click campaign, Instagram is likely to show your ads to people who are likely to click on your link. Compared to something like a conversion ad, let's say you ran a conversion ad and you told Facebook, hey, go find me people who are likely to buy. Facebook or Instagram would go out and find people who are likely to buy. So your ad objective is super important. The next thing is the planning phase. Most people, when they run ads, they set up ads and, you know, they just publish and let them go. But they don't do any planning. So in a planning phase, you need to be figuring out how much you're willing to spend for a click, how much you're willing to spend for a lead, how much you're willing to spend for a customer. If you have it, you know, pre-planned that you're going to spend $30 to acquire a customer, and you've spent $50, $60, $70 and you haven't acquired anything, that's a sign that your ads are not working and that you probably should turn your ads off. The third factor is going to be your budget and your ad duration. So how long you're letting your ads run. Usually people start off with a $5 per day budget. And after, you know, 3 or 4 days, they don't see any sales or anything of that nature, so they usually turn them off prematurely. When running a smaller budget, you have to let your ads build up data. So you need to let them run, you know, maybe 7, 14, 21, 30 days to build up enough data to figure out if your ads are working or not. 3 to 4 days is not enough time, especially with Facebook ads, Instagram ads having a 3-day learning period. So it takes Facebook or Instagram about 3 days to learn exactly who it is that you're looking for. So, you know, if you turn your ads off in that 3-day period, then you haven't given Facebook enough time to optimize your ads to find the exact people that you're looking for. So keep in mind, we're running low budgets. Let your ads run longer. If you have a high budget, then you can run your ads a short period of time because you're giving your ads ample budget to go collect data in a short period of time. So just to quickly recap, you want to make sure your ads are set to the right objective. You also want to make sure that you have some type of plan in place before you get your ads started. And you want to make sure you have ample budget or you're letting your ads run long enough to collect the data that you need to make a decision on whether your ads work or do not work. Again, if you like my help, I do have an Instagram ads masterclass starting 5/17. So pre-sale is going on. If you do sign up while we're in pre-sale, you get an additional 15-minute coaching call with me after the ads class is over. You also get 7 days free access to my private marketing mastery membership. So if you like my help setting up your own Instagram ads, I will be doing this live May 17th. You can sign up by clicking the link in the description of the show notes. Found this podcast useful, give me 5 stars in the podcast store. Thanks for listening.